Hello. What's up, guys? It's an awkward pause.
Who are you talking to?
We're doing the podcast.
Making a podcast. Right?
Talking about time zones today. I don't really know why.
I don't know either. Sadie said she wants us to. Shout out to Sadie. What's her last name?
Lucero.
Sadie Lucero. Yeah, shout out. We were talking how last night, because I told her to listen to the last one we did.
Yeah.
And she said, I'm studying right now, but you probably won't be up when I'm doing it. But it was only like 9 o'clock. I was like, what are you talking about? She was like, because I'm in a different time zone. I knew she was in a different time zone.
It was like 7 there.
Yeah, I thought they were ahead of us.
They're behind us.
Yes.
East is ahead of us.
Yeah, because when I was in Tennessee, I was before us.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
so she's
2 hours behind us.
Yeah, she's Pacific time.
Yeah. So at like
George's walk.
So at like 11 o'clock when I went to sleep. It was only 9 o'clock. There.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy when you think about it.
You realize how boring this is?
But like I'm just saying, like this can be like a 1 minute topic. But like that's pretty crazy.
Oh really?
Because so New Year's happens over here before it happens over there.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So it's 20... We can be in a whole nother year before the other half of the world. Not half, but like a section.
In about 10 minutes, the 100-day parade is going to come through here.
Oh, okay.
Through the office? We can do color commentary.
Nah.
So people keep answering things that we say on the podcast. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. Sean said he wants to go to the Navy.
Yeah, Sean, you're an idiot.
Hell yeah, Sean.
What's like the Navy's like thing they say?
Forge by the sea.
Sean?
Or hoo-yah.
Hoo-yah, Sean.
Hoo-yah, Navy.
Hey, Sean was doing good last night. Hurt ankle.
Yeah, no.
Guys, we won 5-1 against 8 players who have dyslexia.
They had 9 players, actually.
9 players, which have dyslexia.
Number 10 was actually half decent.
Half decent. The kid with the long hair that got smacked in the face. Jeez.
He was so slow, though.
Yeah. God, he was stumbling after that. So this dude in the game got hit by a ball straight. It was like two steps away, and Zach nails the ball right into his face. And you see him stand up, and he's like looking around, and then he stumbles. He's like wobbling a little bit.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh boy!" He left. You know
he
that?
Left.
Yeah.
He didn't.
Yes, he did. My mom said she watched him leave.
When?
While we were playing, he left. Like, his parents took him.
Wait, he kept playing after that?
Apparently not, because I said the same thing. I said he kept playing. It must not have been that bad.
He did. He kept playing.
Then my mom's stupid.
Yeah. What are y'all talking about?
The dude in the game yesterday got smacked.
You probably weren't watching. It was on the other end of the field.
They couldn't leave. They didn't have enough players. They wouldn't have had enough people.
They didn't have enough people anyway. They had 8 people. You need 11.
Nine,
my bad, okay.
You have to have 8 people on the field, right?
You have to have, you should have 11 on the field.
Where did you come up with these rules?
Because the guy that was bugging us told us that.
No.
Well, that guy was stupid and you shouldn't listen to him.
Dude, their coach got so mad, dude.
Yeah, he was pointing to his elbow and he goes, "This is my shoulder." I was like, what are you talking about?
I was so confused. It's no shoulder, what is it?
Those refs were terrible, though.
Dude,
actual garbage in a can. Like, those people...
They called me offsides. I wasn't even close to being offsides.
Yeah, I know. The first time I was offsides, I might have been. The second time, I know I wasn't.
There was, like, a couple.
Because, what's the dude's... What's Alex's dad's name?
Frick.
But, okay, Alex's dad, he goes, "You were even with him. That shouldn't have been offsides." And I was like, I know.
Yeah.
I was literally... right next to him.
And they were pushing big time.
Yeah, every time. I don't know how they weren't... Oh, yeah. And then I pushed that dude down. He literally, I touched him with my pinky finger and he fell on the ground. You hear what I said?
Yeah.
I said, my bad, can't control my strength sometimes.
Dude, this is stupid, dude.
So, talk to Dewey.
Yeah.
Yesterday. He said he knows the track coach at Southeastern. So, I might be in. Let's go, town.
Yeah. Dude, somebody stole the track. She,
yeah, no, I was. I came in here because Truck. I asked Trucks if he had the numbers because I was gonna make the group message.
Yeah.
And he goes, "I don't have it. It's in the office." So I went to the office and I was like, "They're like, we don't have it." So I went back to Trucks, and he goes, "Someone must have taken it because I never went and got it from the office." Oh, so this morning they announced it. So I guess they're gonna have to do the signups again because nobody knows who this sheet is. But it was out there last week.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember being in the office and looking at it.
A lot of people signing up, too.
Yeah, like 45. It's crazy. What's went from 13 going, to 45.
Are we going to fit that name on the bus?
We had a lot my first year with Cupid.
But 45? That's like
we had two tents full. Last year we only had one.
Two what?
Two tents. You sit under tents while you're waiting. And you sleep. Dude, I went to sign up for NCAA. That's $90. Just to sign up.
Like if you're gonna be an athlete.
Yeah. It's crazy. $90. That's Navy, you know how much I have to work at Chick-fil-A for that?
Just go to the Navy, bro. You run plenty in the Navy.
Dude, I was thinking about the Coast Guard. It's pretty lit. Nobody cares about you, like.
Yeah.
The Coast Guard literally is probably the most chill.
Like the National Guard, dude. If you join the National Guard, you're such a pain.
What does the National Guard do? Nothing. Like, actually?
They're not even a branch of the military, I'm pretty sure. Like,
they're just like reserves?
It's like Homeland Security or something like that.
But like, what do they do? I know, like, the president or the nothing, governor.
Dude.
The governor can federalize the National Guard. No, that's the president. Yeah. Because I did that in Designated Survivor.
What do you mean federalize it?
Because the National Guard, there's like the state National Guard, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the National Guard has like a part in every state, mm-hmm. and they report to the governor. So if there's like a riot, the governor can be like, National Guard, go stop that riot.
Yeah.
But then like, if, say there's something else, like they're rioting to do something that's good, and the governor's just like being stupid, and he's like, go stop it. The president can be like, I overrule you, National Guard, do what I say.
Yeah.
And that's federalizing it.
I'm about to look up how gay is the National Guard.
I'm like, what do you do in the Coast Guard? Literally nothing. Riding boats along along the coast.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, that's so stupid.
You, like, rescue people. Stuff.
Dude, I'm kind of ready for this marathon.
I know, me too.
Me and Evan are running a marathon.
Sexual orientation and gender identity in military service.
Okay. It's a 5K. Are you prepared for this?
Yeah, dude. It's only 3 miles.
Okay, but you can only run 1 mile.
No. Why? Why do you say that?
Because you haven't tried to run any more than a mile.
So? Dude, it's literally running. It's not hard.
Evan. I'm telling you. You're going to be on, like, the second mile. Like, halfway. And you're going to be like, I don't want to do this anymore. And I'm gonna leave you behind.
Dude, it's 3 miles. It's easy.
3 miles?
Yes.
You don't understand.
Yes, I do, man. I'm not a freaking pussy.
I'm gonna laugh at you whenever you're dying.
Okay. Obviously, I'm not gonna die if I'm running.
You're gonna die. Should we go watch this parade? There's a 100-day parade happening right now for the little kids. I did that 1 year.
Really? No one cares.
Way back in the day?
No one cares.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But you know what we have to do? You know what we'd have to used to do? Back in the gap?
No one cares.
By those classrooms that are down by the little playground, you would jump 100 times, and they'd mark where you had your 100th jump, and whoever was the furthest won a prize.
Oh my god, no one cares.
Dude, school used to be so much better than it is now. Like, the little kids must hate their lives.
School's a crap hole, dude.
Very dude, much.
Them elementary teachers.
They're like, they're actual demons.
I know.
Like, do they not realize they're little kids that need affection and not
dude,
torture?
Golly, they're harsh.
They're very harsh. Like, I don't understand how they get away with being so mean to children. Because that's literally their job description, is to be nice to children.
No one cares.
For real, she posts so much. It's insane. Dude, it's so loud out there. Oh. Oh, look. Look at her. That's pretty good. It's pretty good. Hey. Why did she have... Oh, I get it.
Because she's an old woman?
No, because she's 100 years old for 100 day. You idiot.
Yeah, an old woman. 100 years old being old, stupid.
No, technically like 60's old.
No, 60's not old at all.
60's kind of old. Once you hit 60, you're classified as old.
No, dude.
Yes. What's when old?
I'm 60, I'm going to be... Like jumping dirt bikes off of 8-foot ramps.
No, you're not.
No freaking pond.
When I'm 60, I'm gonna be like Mike. And I'm just gonna be chilling.
No, dude.
Living in a house, not doing shit all day.
I'm gonna be like wild.
Until are you?
I can't. You know?
Until your bones fail you.
Yeah, until my body starts breaking, I'm gonna push it to the limits.
You're crazy.
I'm gonna live some boring ass life. Like,
so you're never gonna settle down?
No, I mean,
you never gonna have kids?
I don't know. Kids gone.
You gotta keep the bloodline going. I just think about that so much as a kid. Cause if you or your brother doesn't have any kids, do you have any boy cousins?
Yeah.
That have your last name?
No.
Well then there's no more, like, you just killed the bloodline.
Cool.
Kind of sad.
Not really.
Like, if me and my one boy cousin doesn't have a kid,
yeah,
that's a boy,
yeah,
then that's it.
So
there's no more O'Neills, or like this part of the O'Neill family. It's kind of sad.
Not really.
Like, having a girl, you're a failure.
Kids are just so much.
I mean, you have 18 years with them and then you're good.
Huh?
18 years and you're good.
What?
18 years. That's all you have to deal with them.
18 years? Or you can just adopt like a 12-year-old. Then you don't have to take care of it for like 5 years.
Dude, that's pretty good. Maybe you should do that. Adopt a kid and teach him your ways of being retarded.
Teach him how to be a freaking
idiot.
Pussy slur.
Don't ever say that again. Oh, God. Dude, I almost died last night.
You didn't, dude.
How do you know?
Because I know exactly what happened.
You weren't even there. It was at my house.
How'd you die at your house?
Because, like, I took an Epsom salt bath.
Yeah.
And I was like, what would happen if I turned it all the way up?
Turned what on?
Like, the heat.
The heat?
Yeah.
Like, the hot
so
water?
So I filled the tub with hot, like, as hot as it could go water.
That's stupid.
And I, like, put my foot in there. And when I pulled it out, it was, like, red. And but I got in it, and I sat in it. And, like, I was like...
That's not almost dying, dude.
I almost boiled to death.
No.
I almost boiled to death.
No. You know how hot water has to be to boil?
It was bubbling.
No, it wasn't.
How do you know? You weren't there.
Because your hot water heater has a regulator on it, and it won't allow it to get that hot.
Yeah, well, I took off the regulator.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I did.
Do you even know what a regulator is?
Yeah, it's the part that keeps from getting too hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just told you.
Idiot. No, I knew that before you
Where's
told me.
Where's that?
In the pipe.
In the pipe?
Yeah, no. The water line thing.
You're stupid.
I'm not stupid.
Yes, you are.
You're stupid.
Where's your hot water heater at?
In what?
Where's your hot water heater at?
The house.
Where in the house?
At the house.
You're so stupid.
How am I stupid? I'm answering every question you ask me.
Where at in the house?
It's outside.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
It's in the attic, stupid.
Yeah, idiot. But it runs outside. Into the pipe that goes outside to the main water source.
No.
You idiot.
God,
Yes, I'm right.
No, you're not.
How am I not right?
Because the pipe is not the water heater. The pipe is the pipe that carries the water.
Yeah, that carries it to the water heater. You didn't ask where the heater is.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't. You asked where the heater is.
I said, where is your water heater?
No.
Yeah.
No. I win.
No, you're wrong.
No. I never lose.
Wesley sucks at life and he's always wrong. But
I am literally never wrong. Yeah. Evan, on the other hand, gets proved wrong and he can't deal with being wrong. So then he has to fight about
it. Y'all let us know who's right in this situation.
What are you talking about?
Obviously, I am.
I think you're stupid. And there's not even an argument. So you know something stupid about Mary Hannah?
What?
She calls me when I first get to school. She's like, whenever you got in my car yesterday, was my book sack in there? It's like, I don't remember. And she goes, well, I think I lost my book sack. It's like, well, that's a very Mary Hannah thing to do.
Nice.
Lose your book sack. So she goes, I think I left it in Brothers. So I was like, fine, I'll go check. Out of the kindness, the little bit of kindness that I have for you, I'll go and I'll look in Brothers' room. So I go look in Brothers' room and it's not there. And when I'm walking out, Dougie's coming in. It's like, hey, what are you doing in there? What?
Freaking Dougie, dude.
Dude, smoking pot in Brothers' room, dude. That's what I'm doing. Black tar heroin, Dougie. That's what I'm doing.
Remember when Peyton Terrell told him that he was gay?
Oh my god. And he had a fit.
That was the funniest thing.
That was pretty funny. But,
Mr. Jacobs got mad at me for...
Oh, he got mad at Mason for calling somebody a faggot.
I am.
He's like, don't say that word.
We're talking about, trucks and cars. And he's like, what's the metal that they use to make body panels? And I was like, steel? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, but Ford's gay and they put aluminum bodies on their truck. And he's like, can you not use people's sexuality to describe things? I'm like, sure.
He did that to me before because I was like, Mason did something like he always does. And I was like, you're so gay. And he goes, what's wrong with being gay, Wesley? And I was like,
a lot.
I was like, shit.
There's a lot wrong with being
Stop. Gay. You can't say that.
Yeah.
It's 2020. Okay. Progressivity. Progressiveness.
Look, I don't mind gay people. Just don't talk to me.
Okay. That thing about the ball, it's really bad. You know what I'm thinking
about.
Oh,
yeah.
Like, that's bad.
But
and why is that even happening?
He might not even come, though. So.
Better not. Those people at the restaurant were pretty funny last night.
Yeah. I stole their phone.
So we're at Nagoya. You want to tell the story? Because you did it.
No, you saw it.
So we're at Nagoya. And there are only three workers there. The guy behind the counter. And those two.
Four. There's two guys behind the counter.
There were two guys back there?
Yeah, one of them came out later.
Oh, I didn't see him. Okay. So there's two guys behind the counter and then two women in the lobby, I guess. And we were like making jokes with them all night because we were the only people in there until like the very end. And she goes back and she drops like the work phone that they take orders off of when people call in. So Evan, like a freaking thief, runs behind her, sticks it in his shirt, and comes back to the table. So Mary Hannah looks up the number to Nagoya. And calls it. So the phone starts ringing, and the worker's like, what's going on? So he answers the phone, and the woman looks like she's about to have a heart attack. Did you see her face? It was so red, I thought she was going to die. And, yeah, that was... I can't believe T-Bunny did that. Joe came up to me today, and he was like, I can't believe he did that.
Dude, I gotta try it now.
You don't. Should we talk about this on the podcast or no?
T-Money dipped his balls in soy sauce.
And me and Evan videoed it.
Yeah.
It was a low point of my life, but...
It was probably one of the greatest moments of my life,
was it? You haven't had a great life then.
What's greater than watching one of your best friends dip his nuts in soy sauce?
I guess you're right. What could be better than that? And then we stole Mary Hannah's car and drove it
when Team Whitney goes, I'm not afraid to do it. I'll put a cap in her head. he said, drive.
Dude, I couldn't see anything. I don't know how she
Whenever she went to the bathroom and we like ran out the thing, I told that girl that was sitting in the back with her family, I said, don't tell her we're leaving. And then whenever we were getting in the car and we were like screaming, she was walking to her car and I said, don't worry, we're not usually like this.
Yes, we are.
You're right. We're pretty dysfunctional. Like, have you ever thought of that?
We're a bunch of idiots is what we are.
Yeah. And apparently Joe's becoming an idiot with us. We gotta teach Joe how to be stupid.
Joe knows how to be stupid.
Not really. Joe's pretty... Compared to me, you, and Tristan, yeah, I think pretty, Joe's the most...
calm.
I think Joe's the most sane of us.
Yeah.
Mary Hannah just get over her shit. Your hand, if you're listening, you need to get over it, and you need to do it.
Yeah.
She texted me last night. She was like, am I being stupid? And I said, yes. But again, you're stupid literally 99.9% of the time. So.
Dude, I don't understand how she's so clumsy, dude.
What did she do? Oh, she fell walking into her house. And I'm like, you know the steps there because you live there. How can you trip over the steps?
She fell in the glass, or almost fell in the glass.
She's stupid. Literally stupid. Yeah. Dumbest person I know goes to Mary Hannah.
You're pretty dumb, fam.
I'm not dumb. That's why I'm ranked higher than you in the class.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am.
That's why you can't figure out how to latch the hood of your cheek.
I know how to do it. Yeah. You're always the one that undoes it.
Yeah, and then you couldn't do it.
I know how to do it.
Yeah, because I taught you how to do
it. No, you didn't. Mike showed me how to do it because we checked the oil.
And then you still couldn't figure it out.
I knew how to do it.
Then why didn't you do it?
I did do it.
No, you didn't.
Evan.
You couldn't figure it out, and I had to go over there.
You, on these podcasts, you make me out as the stupidest person.
Because you alive. Are, dude.
I am not.
You're book smart, but besides from that, you're so stupid.
I am not stupid.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Dude. Yes, you are.
No, you think you know everything, but you don't.
I know a lot more than you.
No, you don't.
Not book-wise.
You do not know more than me.
Yes, I do.
No.
Yes.
No, I know how to do way more stuff than you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Why don't you go change that balance over there?
I will.
Good.
Yeah, because I watched you do it, so now I know how to do it.
Yeah. All right. What do you do?
Gotta take the... Wait. That's the thing, right? You gotta take the thing off the panel. The power's gotta be off. Gotta make sure the power's off. Then I gotta take the light bulbs out. Then you gotta fix the wires.
Fix the wires.
Fix the wires.
How you fix the wires?
You gotta connect the ones that connect to each other.
Yeah, how do you do that?
You make them touch the ends, and it makes sparks that make power.
No.
Yes. No. You connect the wires.
What, you just gonna leave the old ballast in there?
No, you take it out.
All right, well, what do you do with those wires?
What?
Because, I mean, there's wires. They're hooked up.
So. You unhook it.
You unhook it?
Yes.
Yeah, but they're hardwired, so...
You cut them. You cut them.
Okay. And then what?
You take that ballast out.
Yeah.
You throw it away.
Okay.
And then you get the new ballast.
Okay.
You put it up. And you hook up the wires.
Yeah. But what do you have to do before you hook them up?
You gotta take the little ends off.
The ends?
Yeah.
There's no end.
Yeah. You do. You gotta take the little...
There's no ends.
On of the wires. You gotta cut the things off to get the wires sticking out.
Yeah, but it's not an end.
What's it called?
It's literally on the entire wire, so it's not anymore.
Okay, my bad. You gotta take the little thing off. Cover.
How you do that?
By cutting it off.
With what?
A knife.
No. You're so stupid.
What do you cut it off with, then?
Oh, my God.
Tell me, what do you cut it off with?
Wire strippers.
That's what I said. Wire strippers. Basically a knife for wires.
No, it's not.
It's a wire knife. So then you strip that, and then you connect those wires.
What do you connect them with?
Tape.
What?
Electrical tape.
Oh, my God. This is terrible. Did you just say electrical tape?
I don't know.
Bruh.
I was bullshitting my way this far.
How is electrical tape going to carry a current? It's tape.
Wait, no. You connect the wires together. You got to twist them together.
No.
Yeah.
It's solid core wire. You can't twist it together.
You can twist the filaments together.
I just said it's solid core wire.
You can do it.
No, you can't.
Evan, yes, you can.
It's literally a solid piece of wire. There is no strands. It's not stranded wire.
Oh, well, you didn't tell me that. If you had told me that, then I would know what to do.
Okay, what do you do?
You pop them in.
Pop them in.
Pop them in together. You're like,
no, you can't just push wires together.
And admit, yes, you can. No. You can do it. Like, it's physically possible to push wires together.
Okay, yeah, but then they're just, when you let them go, they're just going to fall apart.
Okay, so. And then you connect the ballast. Connect the wires. Put the light bulbs in. Put the case back on. Turn the power on. Bing!
Well, it wouldn't work.
Let there be light. Jesus,
you just,
power.
You just push the wires together. So.
Yeah, but it would work because I know more than you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's okay. Just because I'm smarter than you doesn't mean you'd be mad about it.
I want to see you actually try to do it.
Yeah? Tell me next time you have ballast change and I'll do it.
Okay.
Okay. And if I do it correctly,
okay,
you have to get a penny and 42 cents.
If you can't,
$1.42.
If you can't do it, you owe me 20 bucks.
No.
Yeah, because
we always bet $1.42.
Because you know, no, we don't. We, yes, we literally
did.
Never.
We did that yesterday.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did on the podcast. We bet $1.42 that something would happen if you went to the Navy.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
All right. So if you can't do it, you owe me 20 bucks.
$1.42.
Because you know you can't do it.
No, because that's what I don't bet. Betting is.
You just bet it, dude.
Gambling is a sin.
Really?
Yes, you shouldn't bet that much. But I'll bet you $1.42.
Well, it's not really a bet for me because I know you can't do it.
I can do it.
You can.
Let's just change this one, even though it's good. Let's just change it.
That's stupid.
Okay, then. Because you're scared that I would prove you wrong.
No, because I don't want to waste money.
You're stupid.
Yeah.
It's fine. You know what we should do next time? We should take a quiz, and whoever gets higher wins. That proves how smart we are.
Wins what?
The smartness contest.
Yeah, you're book smart. I have common sense. We're two different kinds of smart.
But we should take this test and see who wins.
What test?
We'll get somebody to ask us questions.
Okay.
And whoever wins, wins. And that means they're smarter, and you have to say that they're smarter. The other person has to say that they're smarter.
No.
Why? Because you know that I'll win, and you have to say that I'm smarter?
No, because the questions could all be, like, book smart.
No, we'll mix them up. Yeah, it can be mixed. It'll be an even split.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, you can do that.
Okay. And if I win, you have to say Wesley is smarter than me.
Okay. But you're not.
Deal? So
it doesn't really matter.
And you have to give me $1.42 if I change that balance correctly.
But you're not going to do it, so.
But I can.
Okay.
All right. Evan's salty, so we're going to end this podcast here because it's time to go.
Wesley's just mad that he's stupid.
I'm not stupid. You're dumb.
People that aren't stupid know how to latch the hood of their car.
I can latch the hood of the car, Evan. Stop.
After I taught you how to do it.
I knew how to do it.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Then why'd you sit there struggling for 5 minutes?
I literally knew how to do it.
Why'd you struggle for 5 minutes? I didn't struggle. Yes, you did.
Stop.
You couldn't figure it out.
I know how to latch the hood.
You asked me how to do it, so.
I did not ask you how to do it.
Then why didn't you just do it if you already knew how to do it?
I didn't ask you how to do it.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
I'll pull it up on the camera. You struggling.
Yeah? Will you?
Yeah.
I don't think you will.
Okay.
All right. Say goodbye to the podcast.
No.
Say bye.
No.
Say bye.
No.
Wow, you're fake.
Yeah.
Why aren't you going to say bye to the podcast? Because you're salty, because I'm smarter than you, and you know I'm right. All right, guys, we're ending it here. Talk to you later.
You know what that means?
Later.
You know what that is?
Bye.